Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You betcha, buddy. Welcome back. It's hour number four of The Nation on your home of the Cowboys, and we're joined now by a guest to help us talk about these Broncos. He covers Denver for 104.3. It's Andrew Mason here in the G-Bag Nation, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
We're doing good, thanks. We're wondering if the Broncos' defense is good enough to slow down this Cowboys' offense. 44 against Washington last week, put 40 on Micah Parsons and the Packers a couple of weeks back. What do you think about Cowboys' offense versus Broncos' defense? Who's going to get the better of it?
Well, I mean, it depends kind of what Broncos' defense you see. I mean, no doubt, the pass rush is always there. It's the one thing that's consistent about this Broncos D, no matter who they face. But if you look at the outcomes for this Broncos D, they've done very well against offenses that have had shaky quarterback play. Obviously, they dominated against Cam Ward and the Titans, dominated against the Bengals when they had Jake Browning, dominated against Justin Fields, and the Jets did pretty well against the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, and the Eagles offense hasn't been all that this year, but Daniel Jones and the Colts shredded them. Jackson Dart and the Giants for 3.5 quarters really had their way with the Broncos most of the game. So the one thing is, they've generated pressure against no matter what quarterback they've faced, but teams that have been with solid quarterback play, they've been able to get some yards. So I think the Cowboys are probably going to be able to have some success against this Broncos defense, be able to get some chunk plays against these guys.
Andrew, how do you think they approach it defensively in the back end with trying to slow down Pickens and Lamb? Do they move guys around? Do they double somebody? How does that work?
Well, you'll probably see Pat Surtain, of course, the reigning defensive player of the year, aligned on one of those two, and then of course Riley Moss, the number two cornerback, against the other. Now, Riley Moss has seen plenty of targets this year. Some teams, they've wanted to obviously target Moss and go away from Pat Surtain. Now, that being said, Moss has been pretty tough to go against at times this year. He did allow some plays early on in the season. He's gotten better as the campaign has gone on. He does a good job making some plays on the ball. Now, he also has been susceptible to some defensive pass interference calls. There was one late last week. It was controversial, probably should have been a no call, but he did have some calls against him early on in the season. So I expect you'll see the Cowboys probably try to test Riley Moss a little bit, and then you've got Jaquan McMillan as the slot corner as well. We haven't seen a lot of Jade Barron, the first round pick. He's the number four corner. They rotate him in from time to time. But I think what you'll probably see is if you've got Pat Surtain on CeeDee Lamb, and you've got Pickens going against Riley Moss, then probably you'll see Dak Prescott look to go at Riley Moss a little bit more than trying to test Pat Surtain, and that's probably where the matchup they'll try to focus on.
Andrew, how big of a loss is it for Drake Greenlaw to be out this week for you?
It's a pretty big loss. Now, Justin Sternad, who's been filling in for Dre Greenlaw, he's become a pretty nice playmaking linebacker in terms of how they'll use him. Some they'll use him on blitz packages. Like, he's good at generating pressure, supplementing what the Broncos are getting off the edge from Jonathan Cooper and Nick Benito, and what they're getting up the middle from Zach Allen. So with all the attention those guys are getting, Justin Sternad is able to capitalize when they bring him on an A-gap blitz, and he's able to make some plays in the pass rush. But losing Dre Greenlaw, you do lose something in terms of the guy who can go sideline to sideline and bring some thump. The compliment to Greenlaw at inside linebacker and compliment to Sternad filling in for Greenlaw is Alex Singleton. Yeah. Now, there have been plays made at Singleton's expense. If you go back to the Eagles game, they used Saquon Barkley. They got him
on the wheel,
on a wheel route,
one-on-one
on Singleton, and Singleton's trailing. Singleton is the green dot for the Broncos, and Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, will tell you he's kind of the extension of himself on the field. He's the eyes and ears, kind of the brain of the defense. So he certainly brings something there, and he's the guy responsible for getting everybody set pre-snap. So he brings a lot cerebrally, but at the same time, coming off the ACL injury that he had last year, sometimes he's struggling to keep up in coverage. So what you've seen is teams kind of picking at Singleton. Another thing that you also see is Singleton, if you look back to week 2 against the Colts, you watch Singleton, he's filling the gap, but Jonathan Taylor runs right past him.
Right.
So that's something I think kind of to keep an eye on, is see if the Cowboys try to kind of go at Alex Singleton and try to exploit that a bit.
He's had some missed tackles, right? I mean, that's kind of been a little bit of a, I mean, the diagnosis problem, but just in the missed tackles have been an issue.
Yeah, that's been an issue. It's like, he gets to the spot, he's where he needs to be, but somebody's missing him. It's like, you know, he's very well studied. He knows where he needs to be, but kind of like as he's coming off the injury a little bit, it's like he knows where he's got to be, but kind of struggles sometimes to finish the play a little bit. And again, when you saw it last week when he was trailing in coverage, and you saw it with the Eagles getting Saquon ISO'd on him, that's something that I expect the Cowboys to try to do, to try to take advantage of that matchup there.
Andrew Mason covers the Broncos for 104.3 in Denver. What impact do you think it'll have with Denver coming off an emotional late win last week?
Well, it's emotional, but at the same time, it's a game where for 3 quarters, the Broncos played pretty bad football. And it came 2 weeks after an emotional win over the Eagles that sort of took on that same type of flow where they struggled for 3 quarters, put it together with a mad rally in the fourth to get it done. So the thing that has been dominating the Broncos work week going back to Monday when they did their film review is that, all right, they're getting wins, but 3 quarters of the games, and you could even include the Jets game in London where they came out, they got 10 points in the first quarter and only got 3 points the rest of the game. So they're looking at these games where they've had 1 quarter of good football and 3 quarters of bad football that have happened 3 games in a row. So the demeanor of the team, the pulse of the team that I got in the locker room the last couple of days, it didn't seem like a team that's on a 4-game winning streak. It seemed like a team that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Is very much in the mode of this isn't good enough, that if we keep playing like this, that this isn't sustainable what we're doing here. So it certainly seemed like a team that's got a little bit of an edge to it, knowing that they've got to do better, or this 4-game winning streak, this 5-2 mark, maybe is a little bit of smoke and mirrors. They're coming off an emotional game, but they don't seem to me like a team that is coming off of an emotional high like you'd expect. It seemed kind of like a team that not necessarily down, but certainly feels like it's got a lot to, it still has a lot to prove.
Andrew, what's the scouting report on Bo Nix this season?
Well, sort of like I mentioned with the team at large, in terms of three quarters struggling and then putting it together in the fourth. I mean, I think they're with Bo, you're trying to figure out, okay, it's there when they have these rallies at the end. Why isn't it there early on in the games? I mean, sometimes the footwork has been inconsistent, which is leading to some accuracy issues. The deep ball hasn't been there in the way that you'd want it to be in terms of accuracy. So that's a point of frustration. He hasn't really gotten into a rhythm at times in the way that you'd like him to, in the way that he did, particularly in the middle part of last season. And really down the stretch last year, he wasn't in rhythm in the way he was in some of those games midway through last year. If you look at the Atlanta game in particular last November, when he was really dialed in, from that point forward, teams have done a better job taking away some of the short and intermediate throws that really allowed him to get on rhythm and got him into a groove. Ever since then, it's been a little bit of a struggle for him to get in that same kind of rhythm. So there's been some adjustment to him. Another thing with Bo Nix that has been evident is he is much better when the offense is going up-tempo, not just no huddle, but when they're snapping the ball with 12, 11, 10 seconds on the play clock rather than running it down. Now, Sean Payton, he likes to have plenty of subs in between plays to get the right personnel grouping, but when you're going up-tempo, that means you keep the same personnel grouping in. So there's a little bit of kind of a philosophical tug of war going on, that Sean Payton likes to sub guys in to get the right packages in for each play and keep the defense off balance with those personnel groupings. But what may suit Bo Nix better is going up tempo, keeping the same personnel package in for an entire series. And also the thing when you go up tempo is we go faster, that increases your defensive exposures in a game because you've got the shorter possession. So there's a little bit kind of a philosophical philosophical battle going on here in terms of what this Broncos team wants to be and what suits Bo Nix best here going forward.
Andrew, taking a peek at your tape during these last several weeks, kind of thinking about with Quinn Meinerz and then Mike McGlinchey, the protection numbers for the line overall have been pretty good, but it kind of seems like that they struggle a little bit on the right side with some movement of defenders when they the twist stunts, the gap exchanges and stuff like that. Is that something that that you see yourself, or am I seeing something wrong there?
Well, it's interesting because, like, you step back and you kind of look at the protection data across the board, and this has been one of the better pass protection groups in the league the last couple of years. But then you note that, and that's something that kind of comes up. And then the other thing that sort of comes up as well is how much pressure they're getting that is coming up the middle as well. And another thing that's happening up the middle with center Luke Wattenberg, they're not. It's not like they've had snaps go over Bo Nix's head and go wide to where he's not fielding them, but he's having to reach out for some snaps as well. They're not arriving exactly where you want them to be. So there are some things underneath the surface. The other thing that's also kind of coming into play, you mentioned the right side.
Yeah.
They're a lot more successful running the ball to the left flank, particularly outside of Garrett Bowles on the left side than to the right side. And so that's another interesting thing going on here as well. Garrett Bowles is having a terrific season on the left side, but the right side has not quite been as dominant as you'd like it to be. So that's kind of been something of a concern as well. Now on the left side, they've had injuries at left guard. They're now on their third left guard in Alex Palcheski. Ben Powers is on IR. Matt Parrott, who filled in for him for a game, he's on IR as well. Alex Palcheski working on the left side for the first time since going back to college as well. But he made a decent acquittal of himself last week. But that's something to kind of keep an eye on, that you've got a center in Luke Wattenberg who's had some issues from time to time, and you've got a left guard in Alex Palcheski playing just his second game as a pro on the left side.
Andrew, if I'm Sean Payton, don't you look at what Carolina did to this Cowboys team and just decide to run it right at them? And when I look at J.K. Dobbins, I see 5 yards an attempt. That looks pretty dangerous to me.
You should, and it's sort of been a thing around here that the way to get this offense on rhythm is to run the ball. And when they've been most effective, in fact, you look at their most effective game overall. Granted, the Bengals didn't bring much offensively in that game back in Week 4, but it was the Bengals game on Monday Night Football, and one of the things that stood out to me in that game is if you take out the 2-minute drill at the end of the first half, the Broncos had near perfect run pass balance in that game when they were attacking the Bengals, and they were doing so on the ground. And that was a game where they had a healthy per carry average, and yet they didn't have a 25, 30 yard type run in that game. They've had a pretty good per carry average, like you mentioned, but for example, in the Chargers game, they had a nice per carry average, but you had an explosive, a couple of explosive runs there that were kind of, skewing the pace a little bit. To me, they need to run the ball, take the pressure off of Bo Nix, take the pressure off the passing game. The way they opened last week, they opened pass, 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 and that included a 3-and-out to start the game. That's not the way the Broncos need to be doing things if they want to actually be the offense that they can be. They've talked in recent weeks about their identity as an offense, and they were talking about that after the Eagles game. They were talking about that after the Bengals game, and those were the games where they actually showed some balance. So to me, the identity of this team needs to be balanced, and it means establishing the run. So I agree with you kind of when you talk about how the Panthers attack the Cowboys. Broncos need to go back to what they do best, and that's getting a balanced attack and doing it with J.K. Dobbins in particular, doing it to the left side and doing it to Garrett Bowles' flank. But sometimes it seems like Sean Payton gets a little bit impatient in terms of how he calls the game. He needs to kind of just settle in and trust the length of the game, trust the game flow, and trust the fact that J.K. Dobbins can be a pretty consistent and persistent presence as a ball carrier.
Thank you, Andrew. Terrific job. Have a great Week 8, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate you guys. Take care. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Andrew Mason, 104.3 in Denver. We'll come back, hit the expressway, get you caught up on everything that's been breaking in a massive day of sports, including good news out of Cowboys practice next year on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.